And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Extreme summer heat going to continue to impact the Kansas City area today. The metro remains under a heat advisory until tonight at 7 o'clock. The heat index is expected to rise to between 100 and 105 degrees. You're encouraged to stay hydrated, limit your outdoor activities, and wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing. We will do a full check of the forecast here in just a few minutes. Joey Chestnut has set a new world record as he again is the world's hot dog eating champion.
The countdown has begun. Once again, it's become old hand. It's become commonplace here in Coney Island.
Nathan's Famous owns July 4th. Joey Chestnut owns America.
A legend already. The legend continues. Number 11 for Joey Chestnut. Here at Nathan's.
Unbelievable.
It was the annual Nathan's 4th of July contest. They do that in Brooklyn. Chestnut wolfed down 74 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. That beat the 72 he ate last year. Second place, a far distant with 45 hot dogs.
I mean, 45 is barely any hot dogs.
74 with the buns in 10 minutes.
I don't know how he can do that or how little he eats days before.
Did you watch this?
I did.
I saw a ton of people on Facebook that really were taking some serious time to watch this.
It's just over the top and fascinating. The intros are the best part.
Does he do the dip in the water?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that grosses me out. A new report says Alabama has more fast food restaurants per capita than any other state. Dataffinity did some research on how many fast food restaurants each state has for every 10,000 people. Alabama came out on top with 6.3 fast food joints. Nebraska came in second, followed closely by West Virginia and Oklahoma. Missouri was ninth on this list. Kansas was 15th.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Wait, who are you people? What is this place I am in?
It's been a hot minute since we've seen you.
What are we doing here? This is crazy.
Nice of you to show up today.
Right. Finally, I'm glad I could show up. Yeah. I've normally been spending my days in a bed in the pool of either sweat or feeling like it's the middle of January again.
So gross.
It's really awesome stuff. Uh-huh. It's just fantastic. So here we are.
Truda's back.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Well, there is a little something going on today for Thursday. It is Throwback Throwdown here on the show now that we're back to it after the holiday. You can choose Jen's song.
To go with some BBD because they're in town tonight. That show's at Sprint Center.
Oh, and you said you're going to the show?
There's six of us going.
Is that
we got
right?
A whole crew going tonight.
Nice.
Escape, Belle Biv DeVoe, and SWV. So I had to pick a little BBD.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, you guys will have fun. That's good. So that's Jen's. You can choose on the Twitter, text, or Facebook. Here is Joey's. Don't have a clip for that one made yet. It's Talking Heads. Once in a Lifetime. I think if you heard it, you would probably know it. Kind of the point of all this, right?
I just want to go some great 80s music today.
Yeah, this is a great, like, driving song. But this is definitely in my greatest hits playlist when it comes on. I'm just like, oh, this makes me happy.
And we have a totally 80s weekend coming up.
Oh, we do this weekend, yeah.
Kick off tomorrow night at 5.
That's right. You can go for Shaley's, which also, everybody recognizable, Gwen Stefani's Holla Back Girl. The stuff is bananas. You know that song.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Did your stomach drop there, making sure you put the edited version in?
I knew it probably was. Yeah, I was hoping anyway. We get this delay. Or you can choose mine, which I step back to an old late 90s movie for this one. I told Joey I just heard this song the other day looking for something else and thought, oh yeah, I could use this for throwback.
I haven't heard this in a hot minute.
Right? I mean, Hello 1998 called. Yeah. All right, so there you go. Twitter, text, Facebook, and we'll throw that up there in 1 second. Joey gets that made. It's the old throwback throwdown for today. 6:22, though, on the show, and it is time for Jen's Impossible Question.
Tickets to see Styx and Joan Jett. That show's coming up at Starlight next Tuesday, the 10th. You want to be there. We just need the right answer to this question. 8% of people surveyed said they met their best friend here. Where is it? 8% of people say they met their best friend here. Where did we meet him? We'll take your guesses at 576-7102.
It's jail.
No. Not behind bars.
Just check. I wanted to invent a free elimination for you guys. That's all.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Jen's absolutely right. An 80s weekend kicks off tomorrow afternoon at 5 p.m. It's weird saying tomorrow because I thought yesterday was Sunday.
I was so confused all day yesterday. I was thinking, oh, I was supposed to do something for work on Friday. And then I'm like, oh, wait, it's not Friday yet. We still have two more days.
Yeah, it's weird, right? So today's only Thursday.
Confused.
But and for me, I've been in bed for 5 days. I mean, we haven't gone anywhere.
You guys have been quarantined.
I finally got out last night to shoot them up all my stuff.
Yeah.
In the neighborhood. That was fun, but...
Was it good and loud over? Because by
oh,
you...
Oh, it was huge. And it was great. You know what? I really enjoyed it for the Nextdoor people.
Yeah.
On the Nextdoor app. And we've talked a little bit about this, but everybody, ever since the neighborhood's gotten this website and this Facebook page... this Facebook group, everyone's like, well, don't forget that fireworks in Shawnee are illegal. And they're passing along these things from the police department.
Sure.
Like, we will come and find you. My house looked like the Macy's 4th of July extravaganza on TV.
I bet it did.
There were fireworks out the wazoo. And then we blew up our $300 that we had for Firefly.
Good night.
And it was incredible. It was awesome.
It was.
And I wanted to post on the Facebook page, hey, we're going up to the school, you namby-pambies. Come join us if you want a good fireworks show.
Other than Corporate Woods, which we can always hear their huge display, other than that, our neighborhood was really pretty quiet.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, ours was Beirut.
OP was nice and quiet. Sticks and Joan jet tickets on the line. You can win them right now, 576-7102, but you do need the right answer to this question. 8% of people surveyed said they met their best friend here. Where? Where'd we meet our best friends?
All right, let's find out. Chinese caps only. Here, hold my beer. Roberta's in KCK. Roberta, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Where are we meeting our best friends?
School?
Be more specific.
High school?
No, incorrect.
Ooh, not
oh,
on that.
Very okay. close, right. though, with the school.
At Lee Summit, here's Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Hi. Is it college?
It is not college. No. Mm.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Okay. Thanks. You too.
You too? I think I may see where you're going with this, and we'll find out.
8% of people surveyed said they met their best friend here. Where is it? 576-7102.
And by the way, not a cop car in sight. If there was stuff blowing, it looked like Corporate Woods at our place.
They got too much to deal with.
Oh, yeah.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Trying to give away these tickets to see Styx, Joan Jett, and Tesla. That show next Tuesday at Starlight. The question, 8% of people surveyed said they met their best friend here. Where is it?
Back to the phones in Gardner. It's Greg. Good morning, Greg.
Morning.
All right, what do you think?
Seventh grade.
Not seventh grade. That was a very specific guess.
It's very specific. I like that.
Hey, how was Gardner last night for the fourth? I heard a lot of people saying it was very loud in
it
Gardner.
It was the loudest I've ever seen it and heard it. This town was lit up.
Literally.
I'm proud of Gardner today.
All your fingers and toes still intact? Everybody's good?
You bet, man.
Awesome.
Okay. All right, have a good one, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Yep. In Topeka, here's Sean. Good morning, Sean.
Morning.
I was T-Town last night.
Actually, I had to be up at 5 a.m., so I went to bed at 9.
I am right there with you. I was in my bed. I actually was woken up by the Corporate Woods fireworks, and that was like 9:30. That's sad.
Yeah, I was bad until about midnight. The neighbors were up, so I had to go in the basement, turn on the fans, try to get some sleep, put earplugs in.
Yep. All right. Where do you think 8% of people met their best friend?
Well, since the percentage is so low, my son is still friends with his friends.
That is it. It's preschool.
Really?
It's
really?
Preschool.
Yeah.
Going.
Yeah,
my son's best friends, matter of fact, they're all going to college at Washburn next year together.
At Washburn?
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Oh, that's where I graduated from. Good old Washburn University. Yeah. Congratulations. You got it. We're going to hook you up with the Styx Joan Jett tickets, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Hang on the line.
All right, Sean. Very cool. You're part of the early risers. I'll tell you, though, for all of the fireworks that they blew up in Shawnee last night, at least in our neck of the woods, everybody done by 10:15, 10:30. It was great.
I don't know if that was the case everywhere, because I heard a lot of people like, it's 2 a.m., enough, on Facebook.
I know,
a lot
right.
of that. Like, okay, people.
But I thought it was good that we all wound down about the same time. I think it was everybody had to go back to work today, so they thought, well, we'll just do this for a little while, and then we're out. We're done.
Yeah, that whole middle of the week thing, that's tough.
That is rough.
Day off on Wednesday.
Somehow, you'd think we'd get some dispensation, like just make it the rest of the week.
Can we just get a nice 5-day weekend? How about that?
Yeah, exactly.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It is Throwback Throwdown here on the show. Good morning, everybody. You can vote for Shaylee's clip today if you want some Holla Back Girl from Gwen Stefani. Girl, but he knows that song there. You can vote for Joey's talk from the Talking Heads. It's a happy song. I like that one.
On the verge of a totally 80s weekend.
That's right.
Great 80s tune.
You got it. Here's something from the late 90s.
Vote to you today.
When they still played videos on MTV, they used to play this one all of the time. TRL would have this on nonstop.
That's probably why I like it, because I didn't watch TRL and I didn't hear this song 50 million times.
Okay, I won't admit to how much I did. Jin's going to the show tonight. Bellevue DeVoe's Poison to celebrate.
SWV, BBD, Escape, all playing at Sprint Center tonight.
Three great artists.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun show.
I considered an SWV song for a second. If I were
you, I'd take you lost with an artist. Did you do Escape last week?
I did Escape last week. Yeah, I didn't want to tempt fate on the same show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Truda back with you. Joey's here. Jen's here. I forgot what it was felt like to come to work.
You've been gone for a hot minute.
Celebrating. Not for fun.
No. Celebrating birthdays today from Who's the Boss? Actress Katherine Hellman is 89. Your favorite singer Huey Lewis turned 68 today.
Yes.
And yesterday on the 4th of July, journalist Geraldo Rivera turned 75. Netflix's House of Cards is building excitement for their 6th and final season. The hit political show tweeted a short video yesterday from Robin Wright as Claire Underwood, wishing Americans a happy Independence Day. The show's future, of course, was uncertain after former lead actor Kevin Spacey was accused of sexual assault earlier this year. The new season is going to feature Wright as the main character and is set to be released later this year. Because her reality show, Total Bellas, films months in advance, wrestler Nikki Bella realized some fans are confused about if she and John Cena are still together, so she posted a video to set the record straight.
I think it's hard for people to understand because we film and things get shown a few months after, and I think people are like, are they together? Are they not? I feel like I have to like kind of say what's the update on John and I, but right now we're just friends. We talk every day. He is not only my best friend, but he truly is one of the most amazing people I have ever met.
So you're saying there's a chance.
That doesn't really say anything.
Uh-uh. Total Bellas airs Sunday nights on E! And Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin continue to spark dating rumors. The two were spotted hanging out on the beach in the Hamptons yesterday. Bieber and Baldwin were also together earlier in the week when the singer's Mercedes-Benz broke down and had to be towed. Now, is that real or is that fake story that you see on Facebook that says that his car broke down in Liberty, Missouri, and he stopped at a hamburger joint?
And there's a great hamburger place he loves. But problem one with that, number one, it's in the Hamptons.
Right,
so,
yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yep. They've been seen kissing in a New York City park. They've also been spending time together on the East Coast and in Los Angeles.
There's a great clam chowder place that Justin Bieber loves in the Hamptons. Well, I'm sure there is, actually.
I love when people post those on Facebook and people lose their minds like, oh. What? How did I not know Kelly Clarkson was in Overland Park yesterday? Oh, my gosh.
Katy Perry is moving to Olathe?
What?
I mean, my house value is just going to go through the roof. This is crazy. Well, I sure shall hope she sends her future kids to Olathe East.
Jim Carrey's moving here. I read it. I'm telling you, it's all happening.
Timberlake, it's been everybody.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Extreme summer heat going to continue to impact us here in the Kansas City area. The metro remains under a heat advisory until tonight at 7 o'clock. The heat index is expected to rise to between 100 and 105 degrees. They encourage you to stay hydrated, limit your outdoor activities, and wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing. We will do a full check of the forecast here in just a couple of minutes. Another parade appearance by Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach is attracting attention. A replica machine gun sat atop a Jeep that Kobach rode in yesterday's Community Days parade in Lenexa. Kobach also rode with the replica M2 machine gun last month during the Old Shawnee Days parade, and he tweeted after the Shawnee appearance that outrage over the gun was from the left trying to attack Second Amendment rights. Kobach, who is running for governor, says he will double down and use the replica gun at more parades.
Yeah, I want to have a parade just so he'll show up in it. What a sleaze. God, I hate this guy.
Royals fell behind 3-0 in the second. They lost 3-2 to the Indians at Kauffman. When's the last time I said something about a Royals win? Anybody remember?
Oh, yeah, it's been a while.
They're off today. They are last in the AL Central at 25-61. Ordering takeout, falling asleep, watching TV, and sneaking an extra scoop of ice cream have been named America's top guilty pleasures, according to new research. Putting off a task, singing your heart out in the car, and binge-watching a whole TV series in one sitting also made the list. The stats emerged in a study of 2,000 people that explored the nation's leisure time habits and found that around 84% of the country has at least one guilty pleasure that they indulge in from time to time. Mm-hmm. We're not at 100%? Why would you not indulge? Yesterday, that's all I did, sit on the couch eating ice cream, binge-watching things. All I did. It was glorious.
America.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
It seems today, peculiar behavior on the old Facebook. There are a lot of split votes today.
Throwback throwdown. People are all over the place saying, I want to vote for Jen and Trudeau. I want to vote for Joey and Shaylee. I want to vote for Jen
that
and Shaylee.
Seem to happen a lot.
We're giving
it's
you
kind of a new thing.
A half vote for each when you do it that way.
All right, you can vote for my song today for Throwback Throwdown. You pick one of our four. We play it in its entirety before the end of the show. Ghetto Superstar from the movie Bullworth. That starred, by the way, Warren Beatty back in 1998. Heck yes.
I don't remember hearing this song since then.
It really kind of has disappeared since then, hasn't it? You can vote for Shaylee's song this morning. Gwen Stefani's Holla Back Girl. You can vote for Jen's song. She is going to this show tonight. Belle Biv DeVoe.
SWV and Escape also playing with them tonight at Sprint Center. And I watched Escape had a reality show for a season. And I binge watched that over the past couple of days, too. Just to get ready for the show tonight.
That's good. That's good of you. And finally, you can vote for Joey's song today from the Talking Heads. Joey seems to be getting a lot of love, especially on the text line was all Joey at first.
It's a solid pick.
Yeah.
I mean, these are four solid picks. This is probably my favorite overall week we've all done.
Is that right?
Oh, I love all these songs. This is hard to even pick, like, what I would want to win if I don't win. But right. I love all four songs.
Anything I think we'd be happy with would be good.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
On a Thursday morning now, it says, weird to say Thursday because I haven't been here for so long, I forgot what you guys look like.
And having the day off yesterday was just weird because then we got to all stay up late Tuesday, but we had to turn around and get up early today. Very confused by the middle of the week day off.
Yeah, exactly. So I've been, our whole house has been under the weather. This hand, foot, and mouth thing is just weird. It affected me that I had the fever and chills. You were talking about heat advisory, and I've had four blankets on night, feeling like it's in the middle of January. So I haven't got to catch up. How was your 5K?
It was great. It was yesterday morning out in Lenexa. I did the Lenexa Freedom Run, and we had this contest going on the KC1021 Facebook page where people were guessing my time, and whoever got the closest would win tickets to Worlds of Fun and Legoland. The winner was Deanna Farr. Okay. She was only 6 seconds off my time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's super close. Awesome.
Very impressive. I ended up doing it in 33 minutes, 24 seconds. Which
good for you.
My goal was under 30, so I was kind of far from my personal goal, but I think that's the fastest I've done one by a couple of seconds. So, I mean, still all right.
No, good for you.
Made it through. The funniest part was right before we ran, a friend of mine did it with me, and we ran into a friend of hers, and I said, what time do you think you'll get? Because I'm trying to find somebody who I can pace with I can hit it at 30 minutes. And she goes, oh, no, we're pushing kids in strollers today. We're just taking our time, doing it slow. I mean, we'll probably be 27, 28. And I'm like, what? I'm sorry. You're pushing two kids in strollers, taking it slow, and you're going to hit 27?
Right. This is-
I am a fat old lady then, because my big old butt drug it in 33 minutes.
Well, I've never run one less than 45. I don't think so. There you go.
Yeah, but it was nice. The weather, I mean, not terrible at that time. So we made it through. No heat stroke. Everybody was good. So that was my 4th of July. And after that, I didn't leave the couch. I mean, literally.
Well, you earned it after that.
Sat on the couch the rest of the day, and it was fantastic. And you ended up blowing up a lot of stuff last night.
Yeah, we did. So I had this great deal from this Firefly. It's an automatic igniter. So basically what it is, it works by Bluetooth to your phone, where it's a little device. It has 15 fuses on it. You can light 15 different things. You can build a show around a piece of music. So Addie helped me. We put together a couple songs. And then as you go through the song, you can literally hit a cue, tell it what firework to go off. And then it does it like a professional show.
That's so cool.
And it's super awesome. And so, I mean, we took a little time to set this up yesterday.
Yeah.
Did the old party in the USA and Katy Perry's firework. We got that going. And then we tried to call, just, you know, like, hey, you want to come up to the school and see the result? And we shot it off. About 9:30, we had $300 worth of fireworks.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. But the Firefly thing's super cool. It works by Bluetooth. You can set it off by your phone.
How much does that
and
cost?
It's $199.
Right.
So you want one for next year? Yeah. $199. There you go.
All right.
So now I'm going to get, you can daisy chain like up to 6 of them.
Yeah.
I want to do like a whole show.
Of course.
Next year.
That sounds very inexpensive. It sounds fantastic.
Right, because I can afford that. I can't even buy gas to get here.
Did anybody lose a finger? Did you do anything exciting? Did you finish that 5K in 16 minutes? Because I know some of you were there.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Text line says, spent the day indoors watching all the Rambo movies.
I didn't realize that Jaws had become such a 4th of July phenomenon.
Oh, really?
Because the first one takes place around 4th of July.
Yeah, that's true. Right, yeah. No,
and they had a Jaws marathon on AMC yesterday. I enjoyed the heck out of that.
And Shark Week's coming up, so you got to get prepped and ready.
I love that. All right, let's go to the phones here in Overland Park. Kelly, what did you do on the 4th?
I bought a car.
What?
I did. I traded in my old car, and it was fabulous, and the salesman was fabulous, and I felt bad that they all had to work on the 4th, but I got a car.
I was going to say, I'm surprised they were open yesterday.
Yeah, but
there was a lot of dealerships open yesterday.
Yeah.
So was this one of necessity? Was the old car just totally breaking down, and you just had to get rid of it?
I have been without AC for 2 months now.
Uh-uh.
So, yeah, it was a mess. I mean, actually, 3 weeks ago, I was driving home from work and said, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm going to go rent a car for the weekend. And I did.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, this is stupid. I need to go look. And I did it. And it's cool.
It literally and figuratively.
Yeah, right.
What did you end up getting?
I got a Nissan Leaf. So it's an electric car, which is really scary.
Oh, wow.
But I'll work it out because I got AC now.
Yes. I don't have AC.
So you have to plan like when you can literally plug your car in and all that stuff, huh?
Well, you can plug it in at your home, I guess. And I looked online and there's an app through KCPNL that tells you where there's charging stations and how much they cost because some of them are free. I didn't know that.
Oh, cool.
And so, you know, and it takes like 30 minutes for a free one, I'm told. So that's cool.
Yeah.
It seems like you see them more and more places now.
Right.
Grocery
right.
stores and different parking lots.
But just always take an extension cord with you. That's all.
Sorry. You can't even hear the car running. It's super cool.
Well,
yeah,
good for
that's
you.
Awesome.
That's a good 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And it's totally safe. I didn't lose any fingers or anything.
Yes, perfect. No injuries.
Nice.
And a new car.
All right, Kelly, you have a great one, okay?
You too, thanks.
All right, thank you. I'm intrigued by those electric cars.
I know. I probably won't get one, though.
You just get afraid, like, you know, on the big road trips. Because I'm the guy that will, you know me, I've run out of gas before.
Exactly.
So, you know, once again, I'm down to my last gigawatt, and what am I going to do?
Wait for the lightning bolt. Just wait for it. It's coming.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Casey 102 on the show with Jen and Truda. Joey, did you end up with all your fingers and toes? What did you do for the 4th?
I honestly just hung out at a friend's house. We grilled and had some pops, as you like to say.
Oh, had a couple of pops, yeah. Did you Joey Chestnut your grilling?
Oh, no. I mean...
How many hot dogs did that dude eat in 10 minutes?
74.
Good night.
And the judges couldn't even keep up.
Yeah, they miscounted at first. They completely missed a plate full. And he still would have won, even if they hadn't counted that plate full. He still beat second place by a ridiculous amount.
They were also listening to David Bowie's Heroes while this is going on.
74 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
There comes a point where you're like, is this what I want to be known for in my life? Shoving hot dogs down my gullet?
What is it, 11 years of strong? That dude's shoving them hot dogs
11
down.
Out of 12. He is now tied with Moses Malone for 11 championships.
Good night. Congratulations, Joey
One
Chestnut.
One of the all-time greats, I guess.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
And by the way, let's not bury the lead on this that we've really not talked about. Monday morning, we make you an instant finalist for Taylor Swift Here and There.
Wow. Where is there?
There, which I just got confirmed yesterday, as a matter of fact, is indeed the final show of the U.S. tour in Dallas.
That's huge.
At the Jerry Jones, well, you know, Jerry's house.
Right. Sure.
So it's going to be pretty amazing. We wanted that last show because, you know, that's always a big kind of event. She's been on the road forever. She's about to go to the European leg. Last show of the U.S. tour. In Dallas, right after the Arrowhead show, a couple weeks later.
Oh, man, Dallas is on my bucket list. I've been there, but it's been a long time. That's going to be a huge giveaway.
Well, and I've not been to the stadium there. Can you imagine? I mean, that place is amazing. It's a huge video screen, all the stuff.
My brother went to Monday Night Football there a couple years ago.
Is that
right?
And
he said it is absolutely gorgeous.
Really?
Starting Monday, your chance to win Taylor Swift Here and There.
That's right. Can't wait for that.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We just determined that Shaylee walked in. We're wearing the same shirt today. Hey, all right. I'm glad you got the memo.
You guys are wearing the exact same red, white, and blue shirt. I'm wearing a blue and white shirt. Joey's got on a blue and white shirt. I guess we stuck with the 4th of July theme today.
Yeah, you're in the color family, Joe, but we have the exact same Charlie Hustle, Casey Monarch shirt on.
You know I wore my Charlie Hustle, Casey Monarch shirt. Mine's the gray one, but I wore that on Tuesday.
Oh, we've all synced up. That's cute. That's totally normal. $50 Rally House gift card up for grabs. We're playing a little man on the street, but we are doing it with Tiny from Escape this morning. We asked her a few questions a couple of days ago as they get ready to head into Kansas City playing Sprint Center tonight. See if you can guess how she answered.
Okay, let's go to Greg. He's first up here on the list. Greg, good morning, sir.
Morning.
All right, how you doing, bud?
Good.
All right.
All right, Greg, I asked Tiny this question.
Oh, I guess I got to do this instead.
I was just watching a video of you girls, and you were just sitting on a couch. All of a sudden, you bust out singing a cappella, and it was insane. And I'm thinking, man, this is how good they sound just sitting on a couch hanging out. Imagine how good it is live on stage with all the excitement. Does it feel that good to you as you guys are reunited and back together? Does it feel like, yeah, no, we're really good? Greg, do you think Tiny said, not to toot our own horn, but it does? Did she say, no, we don't feel like we're all that impressive? Or C, it's me, all me, I'm the best one?
The first one.
Not to toot our own horn. All right, let's see how Tiny responded.
Here she says.
But it does.
That's exactly right, Greg. Hang on the line. We'll see if we can get you this gift card.
All right. Joan is in Casey Moe. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning.
All right, Joan. Truda asked Tiny this question.
You know, I was actually surprised in reading about you guys that that you guys never really headlined an arena tour like this before. So this is really the big chance to get out there and be the big closer. That's pretty awesome.
Did she say, yes, this is our first time ever in 25 years headlining any arena, it's a blessing? Did she say, I prefer smaller venues, so this scares me? Or did she say, bigger venues means bigger money?
A.
A, it's our first time ever? Let's see.
Yes, this is our first time ever in 25 years ever doing headlining any big arenas. You know, it's a blessing that we were able to come back and be as big as we are. We've always wanted to do it. You know, we just never got a chance.
That's it, Joan. You got it. Hang on the line.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
good
see
job.
If you win the gift card.
In KC, here's Carmen. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning.
All right, Carmen, I asked Tiny this. Well, and you guys were just babies back then, so now how is it different for you now
so many years later? Did Tiny say, now we have a lot more money? Did she say, the only thing that's different now is we're juggling families? Or now we hate each other and travel separately? All right, juggling families, let's see.
It's just, the only thing that's different now is that we're juggling families and our own personal businesses that we have. So it's a lot more work.
Yeah.
But we understand it better and we are able to appreciate it more.
There we go.
Everybody got it right.
Nice.
Everybody's name on a piece of paper, putting it in a bucket, spinning it around to see who wins the gift card. $50 to Rally House. The winner is Joan. Congratulations. Gift card for you.
Yay, thank you.
You're welcome. How was your fourth, Joan?
Great.
Did you get to blow off some fireworks?
Maybe just a few.
Yeah, a little bit. A little noise.
People in your neighborhood blow them up too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm telling you, I felt like our neighborhood was quieter this year.
Really?
Out in Johnson County. Corporate Woods was good and loud last night, but other than that, not all that much.
Interesting. Joan, congrats. Good job waking up on a Thursday morning and walk away with some Rally House gift card there.
Thank you very much.
All right, you hold on for 1 second. Joey's got the info. 7:57, Throwback Throwdown has about an hour left to go. Shaylee walked in the door. She's got Holla Back Girl today. You can vote for Jen, who is going to the BBD Escape SWV show tonight. Gets pumped up for it with a little Poison.
Staying up late two nights in a row. Look at me.
You can vote for Joey, who picks some Talking Heads. That is a great song. I would actually, that's the song I would vote for. Or you could vote for my tune, the good old late 90s movie Bullworth. What are you laughing at?
You.
Why?
You picking this song. When you look at Brian Truda, you see right, that's exactly where I'm going. I see white bread is what I see when I look at you.
Do I not scream?
No.
Ghetto superstar.
Not even close.
Yes, and it's with an A and not an ER, by the way. So thank you very much. All right, we'll get an update there. It's a close voting today, really.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Extreme summer heat continues in Kansas City. The metro remains under a heat advisory until tonight at 7 o'clock. The heat index expected to rise to between 100 and 105 degrees. People recommend you stay hydrated, limit your outdoor activities, and wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing. We'll do a full check of that forecast here in just a couple of minutes. Joey Chestnut has set a new world record as he again is the world's hot dog eating champion at the annual Nathan's 4th of July contest in Brooklyn. Chestnut wolfed down 74 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes, beating the 72 he ate last year.
The countdown has begun. Once again, it's become old hand. It's become commonplace here in Coney Island.
Nathan's Famous owns July 4th. Joey Chestnut owns America.
A legend already. The legend continues. Number 11 for Joey Chestnut here at Nathan's.
Unbelievable.
I saw so many people commenting on that on Facebook, talking about watching it and how he's the greatest athlete of all time. He's amazing.
The greatest athlete of all time, really. Can I have, we'll call JoJo from the flea market. We'll have him cook up a bunch of hot dogs and bring him down here. Can we have our own hot dog eating contest?
No.
How many do you guys think you could put down?
One. It's, if they're good hot dogs on a grill, I could eat, you know, a decent amount. But the way they eat them in this contest grosses me out because they have to dip them in water to get the bread soggy to shove more down. And that is disgusting.
That's
gross. Not athletic. No. That's disturbing.
Oh, he's right up there with LeBron.
Right.
No, I'd put him higher than LeBron.
That's okay. A new report says Alabama has more fast food restaurants per capita than any other state. Dataffinity did some research on how many fast food restaurants each state has for every 10,000 people. Alabama came out on top with 6.3 fast food joints. Nebraska was in second, followed closely by West Virginia and Oklahoma. Missouri, not that far down. They were in ninth, and then Kansas was 15th on this list.
And the thing is, Nebraska, of those, like 95% are Runzas.
Is that right?
Oh, I think
love
it's big
Runza.
Up there. I know, right?
And I never go.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Thursday morning with the Throwback Throwdown underway right now. Twitter, text, and Facebook if you want to get in on that action, Jens. Poison, Belle Div, DeVoe. Big show tonight at Sprint Center. What time does it all get underway? Do you know?
Let me look at my tickets.
You heading down there? You guys going to have dinner beforehand? Little drinks?
We got a whole crew. There's six of us going to the show tonight. And we're going to meet up, have a little beverage.
So they're taking Jen and her friends are taking over the P&L.
7:30 tonight. That's the real show right there.
Yeah, I know.
Bedazzled, right? Butts and all.
I want a reality show of you guys on the prowl tonight in the P&L.
It's going to be fun. You know Jennifer Bertrand?
Yeah.
She hosts Military Makeover. She won HGTV's Design Star. She's going with us.
Is that right?
And she, that woman is nothing less than a party. I mean,
oh, no kidding.
Just... So it's going to be
Will she
fun
be
tonight.
On the show tomorrow morning, though, to tell us what happened?
It depends what happens tonight, what I want revealed.
Oh, fair enough. All right. Shaylee's pick here from Gwen Stefani, Holla Back Girl. Little marching band action in there.
Shaylee, can you name the marching band that performed with her?
No.
Okay. Interesting. Joey?
I don't know.
Truda.
Pretty real
the
question.
The same one that did Tusk?
Yes, I believe it is.
USC marching band? Really?
Yeah, okay. I think it is.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Huh.
They get all the good stuff out there. I mean, they're close to the recording industry.
Marching
band. I was going to ask. That's kind of cool. You can vote for Joey's song, by the way, from the Talking Heads. When I hear marching band, Tusk comes to mind. I don't know why. Jen has put this into my head now, this Fleetwood Mac song.
Hold on. I could be wrong. Googling.
Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was.
That's a great song from Talking Heads. You can vote for mine from the late 90s movie Bullworth. Then somebody on the text line says, I'm so white, my nickname is Mayonnaise. Ghetto
That's awesome.
Superstar is the song.
Brian Mayo Truda. This is a marching band from Fountain Valley High School in Fountain Valley.
Oh, man. Can you imagine if we were rappers and we've got the Green
Just
Valley?
Just stop right there.
Okay, that sounds
I'm picturing
like,
it. It sounds amazing.
That sounds
I'm looking
like
forward to your
Goldberg.
Rap battle with B-Rabbit.
What would your rap name be? We know Brian is Mayo.
We get our friends at the Green Valley Marching Band to come in and
they're awesome.
Perform. Yeah, there we go. So you can vote for one of those songs today. Well, yeah, let's stop it. Can you imagine if we were rappers?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I think it counts as a vote for me in Throwback Throwdown when somebody texts us a picture of Will Ferrell in a hat that says Mayo. Like my rapper name would be because I'm so white. Mayonnaise.
I like it. We'll give you that vote.
Is that going to count for me?
Ghetto Superstar.
Sweet. I like that.
Joey just ran in and said we have an extra pair of tickets to the show tonight. If you want to see Escape, Belle Biv DeVoe, and SWV at Sprint Center, we've got an extra pair of tickets. We'll just throw those to caller 12 right now. 816-576-7102. You'd have to be able to come by today. Business hours, 9 to 5. Grab these tickets here in Westport, and then you can head on over to the show.
Awesome. Join Jen and her friends down there, Jennifer Bertrand from HGTV's Design Star and
she
Military
and I
Makeover.
Have very similar musical taste, and I think tonight's show is going to be very entertaining.
You know what? This seems like the kind of concert that's built for her.
Yes.
I mean, so you're right. She's a party. She's a natural party.
She is. It's going to be a good time. And thank you to all the people who are saying thank you. I'm so excited for the show tonight. Thank you for the tickets. You're welcome. We're givers. And
right? If you actually see Jen out at Power and Light, please go ahead and snap a picture, a video. We might hook you up with something good, depending what kind of footage you get.
The text line does accept pictures. So
yeah, we do.
Just text it to us.
As exciting because I'm driving tonight, which means I don't get to drink. So
no, but you'll drink early when you get there.
Honestly, unless someone buys it for me, I'm too cheap to pay for a $12
beer. Someone buy her a beer. And then get video.
Yes.
Unless it's free, Mama will be sober.
And I'm sorry to say that I didn't plan for a concert encore for tonight. Because there's one Escape song. You can do one of you can do two Belle Biv DeVoe's. There's Poison and Doomy.
Yep.
And then SWV would have the rest because they've got a whole. I mean, every. I was looking at the greatest hits yesterday. Every song is a hit from them. Huge.
Is that right? All the greatest of the 90s happening at Sprint Center tonight.
I'm telling you. If there's somebody who knows SWV, it's me.
Be proud of that one, Brian Truda. Let's revoke that man card yet again.
Mayo, that's right. All right, Joey's getting caller number 12 here, but if you remind her. That girl is crazy. Throwback Throwdown. You can vote for Jen's song from Belle Biv DeVoe. She picks The Poison for today.
Never trust a big button smile. That girl is poison.
This was in Pitch Perfect. Was it really?
Yeah. Trust a big button smile.
Somebody just told me that Justin Timberlake covered this at a lot of his shows, and I looked it up. That video's hot.
Is it just because it's Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, it is. Okay. 100%.
You can vote for Shaylee's song, Gwen Stefani's Holla Back Girl. You can vote for Joey's from the Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime.
He's got some great dance moves in this video.
Right?
Same as it ever was.
David Byrne, the Talking Heads. Or you can vote for me here, Old Mayonnaise. Ghetto Superstar. What's the whole point of that movie, by the way? Bullworth? Warren Beatty, he was a politician, he was a white guy, he was going to be a little more street to get some cred, make himself a little more popular.
You can't even say that with a straight face. Nothing says street kid cred like, I went to Miege, right, he still doesn't wear jeans because he went to Catholic school.
I love Coldplay.
Oh, now come on. I wear socks with my Birkenstocks, is that what you're talking about?
Maybe we should change your name to Casper.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Jen's pick for the Throwback Throwdown today. Oh, wait, no, I'm just kidding. It's Kid Rock's All Summer Long. If you didn't answer me last night, we were going to pick a Kid Rock song for you. That was the rule. It's always the fallback.
No. Nope, not my choice.
Like, oh, you wanted Ba with the Ba, right?
People, if they ever choose Kid Rock for me, no, that did not come from mine.
Joey, did you text? She wanted Picture? Is that what she wanted?
Oh, she wanted Picture?
Yeah.
I said All Summer Long.
Right.
Or because, you know, we got POD in her head, we might have to go with POD.
Yes, right.
Little Youth Nation.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today from Who's the Boss? Actress Katherine Hellman turns 89. Your favorite, Truda, singer Huey Lewis is 68 today.
Yes.
And yesterday on the 4th of July, journalist Geraldo Rivera turned 75. Netflix's House of Cards, building excitement for their sixth and final season. The hit political show tweeted a short video yesterday from Robin Wright as Claire Underwood, wishing Americans a happy Independence Day. Of course, that show's future was uncertain after former lead actor Kevin Spacey was accused of sexual assault earlier this year. This new season is going to feature Wright as the main character and is set to be released later this year. Because her reality show, Total Bellas, films months in advance, wrestler Nikki Bella realized some fans are confused about if she and John Cena are still together, so she posted a video to set the record straight.
I think it's hard for people to understand because we film and things get shown a few months after, and I think people are like, are they together? Are they not? I feel like I have to like kind of say, you know, say what's the update on John and I, but right now we're just friends. We talk every day. He is not only my best friend, but he truly is one of the most amazing people I have ever met.
Oh, they're totally together. He's the most amazing guy she's ever met.
She just wants you to keep watching till the next season.
Right.
That's exactly it. Total Bellas airs Sunday nights on E! And Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin continue to spark dating rumors. The two were spotted hanging out on the beach in the Hamptons yesterday. Bieber and Baldwin also together earlier in the week when the singer's Mercedes-Benz broke down and had to be towed. They were also seen kissing in a New York City park last month and have been spending time together on the East Coast and in Los Angeles.
Ooh.
That's your entertainment news for Thursday on The Show.
Okay, who will be the winner of today's Throwback Throwdown, my friends? We've got four great songs. It's Joey's favorite week of all time, he says.
Very true.
Vote for Joey's song, The Talking Heads here. Vote for my song, which completely belies my entire way of being. I, you know what? Had you known me in 1998,
I'd still say the same thing.
As I cruise down the street in my Oldsmobile, car with
in
this song
blaring.
In your
school uniform? Right.
Dude, I was in college.
Still probably wearing
did
the same khakis.
Collar.
I did. Well, I did like khakis, yes. And as it was the tail end of the grunge era, so I did have my flannel shirts.
Oh, flannel shirts and khakis?
Perfectly
yeah,
ironed.
Yeah, totally. You can vote for Shaylee's song. Dude, I'll bring in pictures of myself in the backwards hat. Oh, yeah, I rocked all of that. What? And white sneakers. It's,
I think we need a throwback picture next week.
Yes.
Okay, I'll find some. Here is Jin's pick. I almost called you Gwen. I haven't seen you forever. There you go. Throwback throwdown. Who will win? We will decide. You will decide, I guess.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is Thursday morning and the throwback throwdown has come to a close. Joey, have you tabulated the votes?
It helps if I turn my mic on, but yes, I have.
Okay.
You won it in fourth?
Oh, I know I'm last.
Sadly, Shaylee,
well,
you are.
I know.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Started strong. Had a lot of votes in the 6 o'clock hour.
I thought you had, like, a lot of text votes.
Yeah, unfortunately, Holla Back Girl took last.
Okay.
In third?
Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
And that means the winner, because Ghetto Superstar took second, Bill Biv DeVoe,
oh, man.
And Poison.
Jeez.
Hear it live tonight, Sprint Center, Poison, going to be in town along with SWV and Escape. Going to be a fun show tonight. This is a little prep. It's just getting you ready for the show tonight.
See Jen and her friends on the prowl. We get the full scoop tomorrow morning after 6.
Yeah, Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.